Hello, this is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners.
Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond.
Delta 2 Yankee, Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Are you up for it?
Dear Polly, who is working here, she's a DJ and she...
Bratislava is the center of music.
Yeah, it is the center, the cultural center of music, right? Everything's happening all the time. You were DJing last night?
There was a study by which Bratislava was one of the most main cities of countries,
yes.
European countries. And they were looking, they were making this study by the touristic attractivities.
Mm-hmm.
But I think because of the Bratislava is like so boring from that point, we created like our own scene and movement and all the places that exist here.
It's absolutely incredible, and I think that's also why I cannot imagine being anywhere else right now, because these people who are such protagonists and have, you know, sweat and blood to make it work, collaborate. And that's something I think that's very key, that they know each other, but they don't, like, they all collaborate with each other, and they provide each other jobs, you know, and support each other. And I think that's like such a key thing in the experimental scene.
Sing with me.
We started as a group of friends that bought the tram. It was an auction and it was starting at 300 euros. We were like, it's 300 euros, there's 10 of us, we can collect that. It went higher in the auction, but we bought it, and we started, and it's running for 7 years now.
I came to Bratislava in 2004 for studies. And since then, I remember there was I first time stumbled upon Next Festival, and from that time I get in touch with this experimental music here, and I'm not from Bratislava, but I suppose that even in 90s the scene was really like prolific, no?
Next Festival started in 2000. And before, I think there was maybe more like a noise scene.
Yeah.
Like a very DIY, like maybe the like the stuff on garage concerts. I'm not sure if garage were already around. 90s was probably more about noise.
And the first like... contemporary classical music.
Yeah,
maybe?
Contemporary classical, yeah. But there was not like a contemporary electronic stuff like is happening now. For me it was also the Next Festival was the first contact, and I think my first one was like 2008. I was also working in the venue where the festival was happening as a temporary small job, and so I got in touch with this, and that's also when I started to make experimental music, because I was playing in a hardcore band, but I wanted to like broaden my horizons.
Like there's a huge flow of people going to study in Czech Republic, especially. Like I don't know, at least 30% or more, I think, in Prague and so on. But there's still a lot happening here. And well, that's also part of why me and also other people came back after our studies back to Bratislava, because at that point when we were coming back, it's like T3 was functioning for 3 years or something like when I was finishing my studies, and at that point the scene in Bratislava was extremely lively. Like, I don't know, 6 or 7 places specializing in experimental music in a city of the size of 500,000, and yeah, that's just...
I went to the garages. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, listen to the first band, the second band, and then I'm noticing this guy, and then I realized this is my guy, this is the guy I need to talk to, because he was doing everything. He was like checking up the sound, He was taking donations. After the gig, he was moving the furniture.
Yeah.
I said,
the
this
one
is
guy with
Oliver.
Long hair. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I said, okay, that's
like the right guy.
It's okay when there's small gig. But it's better when there are like more people, because like I like when bands like feel good that there's somebody, because like to play for 10 people it's not good.
You realize it immediately. I think the scene sort of built on these people with enthusiasm.
Well, definitely there needs to be some sort of enthusiasm, because like there is no like money in doing this. Like maybe nowadays, like the level of A4 and similar institutions, they can get like a proper salary for like the main organizers there and for the artists and everything. But essentially all these people started with like more enthusiasm than money, and that was the DIY punk approach. They're like now, you know, when they have like real numbers to show, like we make a festival and like 300 people show up, then they can like get proper funding for everything, and it's a different situation. But I think it starts with like this passion. Like, yeah, nobody comes to cultural scene with like a vision of like making, you know.
And we have honestly it's like maybe a handful of people who are really really focused on booking and getting these wonderful artists from all across, honestly, the world come and play. And they really, especially in Lom, like they really built a culture.
But this was already done by the next festival. So there was like a huge scene of people that we know is interested. So, I mean, the bigger problem was to convince them to come here, because it's like further from the city center, and for people it seems far away. This the whole Petržalka neighborhood, because it's across the bridge. There is like a psychological. It's very close. Since then, the concerts are usually like sold out, and or at least there is like 80 to 90% of the seat is taken. That was maybe the bigger problem to convince people to come here, but. Generally it was not that hard, and we were also organizing stuff before we had the space. We were organizing festivals outdoors, and sometimes at the peak there was maybe like 100 people, you know, at the experimental music festival, and totally like far from the city, and it has like a cool factor definitely, because you know you don't hear about this in the mainstream, so it's like this hidden kind of scene. Which adds a little mystery. Sometimes there are new people, It's thanks to these like cultural aggregators online where you can like find out what's happening today in Bratislava, and you can see that some people stumble upon this space and come and have fun here, and I think that works. I especially appreciate those people who are like, you know, curious enough to get here and give it a try, even though they may not come again. It's just like they're trying to broaden their horizons. And especially like the T3 has this like a built-in feature because it's like exposing people to experimental music
outside
by definition.
But sometimes it's happening also here, no? Like
here it's more rare. Like people are scared. Yeah, because it's also like, you know, you enter this room and everybody's quiet. That's already like
a sect.
A scary thing for like a common person. So with the T3, you know, you have the distance, you can like observe from far away. Here you enter and like everybody's looking at you. It's like different.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's also connected to the deep listening kind of situation that you cannot create this kind of situation there. Like when you want to have quiet sounds, performers working only with their voice, like Janneke was, it's not possible to do anywhere else in Bratislava. There is no space where it would work like this, you know.
It's really amazing, but now it's going to change.
So as you can understand already, they have total power now and they can change laws, they can change, they can put in power whatever they want because they have the majority in the parliament, and we were afraid that we will be in this situation where we are now, but we couldn't actually see that it will come so fast. So in the first 6 weeks they started to really to change justice law, which is for them the most important something, because more than 40% or 45% need to change from that party law because they don't want to end up in jail.
So as the Slovak Arts Council was now overrun by the coalition far-right party, which is heavily homophobic, very far-right, we are not sure what will happen. Like one of the guesses is the Art Council will get paralyzed because they have no idea what they are doing. Then there's an assumption that all the queer-related content will be censored and not supported. And there's a high probability that it will also affect us. But it's very hard to say what they will do, but we know that the decision-making process in the Arts Council will not be professional as it was until now, and it's very hard to say how we will be able to continue further from next year onwards, because it's not possible for us to do it without the support of Arts Council in a way that we are doing it now.
So one of the politicians who is a councillor at the Ministry of Culture said that Earth is flat 1 month ago on the television in his interview. But then astronom, the only one from Slovakia who went to space, sent him the message and said, but yes, I saw it and it circled.
They are more dumb than they're evil. Understand. Like that's the benefit. Because if they would be very intelligent and evil, they could do like way more harm. But now they maybe just don't realize what's going on, and like what's gonna happen if they, like, because they even like stated that they have a problem that not enough people are getting the funding, so they said like from now on we will like support every application that will come. Mm-hmm. But you know they have like very limited budget and it's not realistic, so like that's what I mean, like they, you know, they just don't know. Like it's like a part of this is driven by the fact that one of the guys who now has a connection to like powerful politicians didn't get funding for his project and he's like angry.
Revenge now.
Like very revengeful. So it's kind of funny in a sense. But like the party that is doing all these terrible things right now in culture and protection of environment, they barely got into the parliament. They had like 5%, like 5.something%. They were like barely above, but now they're doing so much damage.
But that lady is super evil. She's not dumb. Well, she's dumb as well, but she's also evil.
I mean, she's there is a part of evil, of course, and like revenge on the progressives and this sort of like thinking. Yeah, I think they just don't realize the consequences, like.
You know, there is a house of art for kids, you know, and they did wonderful job, you know, for kids. And we have this in the city, and the director get fired for 1 hour to another, and they just ruined the institution in 1 week. And that is for kids, for books and kids. And Minister of Culture said, like, oh, I don't like these books. So she put her friend, which doesn't have any connection.
If you like replace all the skilled people with dumb people, like what's going to actually happen? Like, she actually replaced a director of this one cultural institution with her neighbor from the village where she lives, and the institution.
Sounds familiar.
The institution is like dealing with like art for kids. And her only qualification is that she's a mother. Like, that's what she said. Like, I'm a mother, I know children, that's enough for me to lead this institution.
So we made the kind of the petition to put her down from this post of Minister of Culture. And it was the biggest signed petition in the history of the petitions here in Slovakia.
And here also, like the event we do here is funded by the Arts Council, so it will be directly affected if something changes. Like right now, we were getting like the half of what we were asking for. That was like a standard for last years. So we'll see.
And now we are here in after a few days when the law of the changing the television passed in the parliament, which means that this television and radio stop existing from 1st of July, and it will be the new television, Slovak National Television.
Like the structure of the whole institution remains the same. It only changes the name for some fucked up reason. Like it's not RTVS, but STVR. And they will change the logo and colors. Like they didn't like the colors because it was pink. Actually, really?
Instrument which we used on the second strike in front of the parliament.
I'm gonna just make a quick recording of this.
We call it Ozembuch. Ozembuch, it means like bunching on the ground in the. The name means that.
Obviously, they don't like. Specific people in the media, they don't like specific journalists in the public television and public radio, and they are getting rid of them.
is a folk instrument, traditional musical instrument. You can try it.
We had really big protests, and I was also on the stage in front of 20,000 people talking when we had this petition, and nothing changed. We didn't put nothing. We prolonged the situation a little bit, but at the end, they just... I'm not like negative, and I'm not in depressed. I'm just really trying to be realistic in this situation and to find like how I can, you know, like work now in this, because this is the present situation where we are now.
A lot of people who were part of this protest are slowly being more and more frustrated and tired, and it's very natural. If you organize a lot of protests and write many articles and open letters and petitions, and you get tired, and they know we will get tired. So I don't know what's left, really. Try to keep up the flame at least a little. Still write about it. For also foreign media, foreign newspapers and radio. I don't have any solution, really.
I've never experienced anything like this before. So I don't know what's going to happen. But for example, these labels that Jakub has, Mappa, and also my husband's label, Warm Winters, they are not connected to funding at all. So they don't really, they were saying, it was so interesting, they were saying like, you know, like we've been working, we've been functioning without funding years, yes. And it's possible,
yeah.
But it takes some time and it takes patience and it takes love.
First of all.
It is possible, but yeah, so it's important not to lose hope,
mm-hmm.
And maybe see. Be creative in how to keep things going, even if they're the funding.
Yeah, like we are part of a network that's called Antenna, which is a network of the Slovak cultural centers, and we are also part of a platform initiative called Otvorená kultúra, Open Culture. We didn't manage to stop it, and now we are trying to... Well, we'll be opposing the... If the bad decisions will come, we'll be opposing those. We will... In Open Culture, we also started Cultural Trade Union. We are building a cultural union of artists and cultural workers, which will also be... opposing this, as well as trying to get better working condition for the cultural workers and artists, both in the independent and in the state scene. And apart from that, we are also focusing on trying to come out with a different way of funding things in general. There are thoughts about an independent cultural self-governance, similar to academia, or there are thoughts about getting away from the project funding into something more stable, as in terms of social services. When you are able to meet certain attributes, you get an automatic funding from the state, and there are talks about how this could be done in the cultural sphere. So we are trying to think long term in terms of what could come after, and how we could do it better than it was. And in terms of the current political situation, we'll be opposing to it as much as we can.
So I don't have idea, but I know one for sure, that I will stand behind the radio and the freedom in the radio. So they can find a way how to make the fear. But I know now that if I will get that something like you, you can have this radio show, but let's do the radio show without LGBT community, without minorities, without, you know, all these talks, and then I'll say goodbye.
Sing with me. Yeah, there is uncertainty. I mean, I can there are like options, of course. Like, yeah. For example, recently there was a club, there is a club at the Danube called Pink Whale.
Mm.
And they, like, a part of the club, like, burned out from, like, accidental fire, seems like. And they managed to raise, like, 50,000 euros. I guess there is an option, because we only need, like, 10,000 for a whole year. I think if we would run, like, a crowdfunding campaign for this, it we would definitely be able to cover the fees, but the point is that we are paying taxes that are distributed somehow, and there's, you know, like couple million euros to build a football stadium. Mm-hmm. There should be like couple thousand euros for experimental culture. I think that's fair.
As I said, we will do our job, we'll do our art. We will do music, we will do festivals, we will find supports, and we will do, you know, like, I will not stop doing my art, you know, like, I'll just continue, and I will have exhibitions, and, I don't know, make a public collection for, you know, I will sell things differently, I don't know, but they will not take that from me.
That's why it's so important to have like this constant meeting and having some sort of a community base within this niche scene, because then otherwise if you don't feel like you're part of something, then you don't want to continue. Like, that's with anything, I think. Family, friends, just finding meaning in life, I don't know. I think we all want to be part of something.
Oh.